Bé, anirem a la segona presentació d'un altre projecte live, una altra experiència internacional. Ens la presentarà l'Oliver Smith. Ell és llicenciat per la Universitat de Münster en Ecologia del Paisatge, amb l'especialització de Geologia i Fitologia. Posteriorment va fer el postgrau en Enginyeria de l'Aigua, en Hidrologia de la Enginyeria de l'Aigua i Hidrologia de la Universitat de Weimar, i més tard es va especialitzar en riscos als ecosistemes aquàtics, geodèsia i enginyeria de l'aigua a la Universitat de Hannover. Des de l'any 2009 segueix vinculat a la Universitat de Münster, fa recerca sobre la competència interespecífica d'amfipodes de diferents espècies, Gammurus, Pulex i altres, i professionalment s'ha dedicat a la gestió ambiental. Durant anys a la ciutat de Hamm, instaurant la directiva Hàbitats i la directiva Aus, mentre que des de l'any 2005 és responsable de l'autoritat de l'aigua de Hamm pel que fa a la implementació de la directiva Marc de l'Aigua, a través de dos projectes live successius sobre gestió de planes d'inundació de la conca dels rius de la seva regió. So, thank you very much for coming to Girona, Oliver. And I am sure your talk will be really useful experience for all of us, especially for the consortium of TER, as we take care of rivers and we try to manage in the way of recovering river forest and water quality. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Joseph. Well, you're there. Okay. It's a great pleasure for me to be here and a great honor to visit Girona, this exciting city, so thank you for inviting me, and I'd like to thank Kim Powell for the recommended of my name for this symposium. One thank to Ponce Filou, is that right pronunciated? I don't know, sorry, and thank for you, Josep. Okay, I would like to give you information of our projects, experience and results, and I do it in two parts. The first part concluding background and aims, measures and results, and the second concerning key factors, public relations and participations, and how we participate to our stakeholders and some kind of outcomes. Just to introduce briefly what is Hamm about, an urban municipality grounded or founded or established 1226, an area of 232 square kilometers. Inhabitants are 176,000, and we are in a height of 63 meters absolute altitude. As you see, there are some nice places to be as well, not in concurrence to or competition to Girona, that's not possible. But if you like to visit Hamm, go to that park. There's the greatest elephant you can find in the world. That's this glass elephant rebuilt from a building of a coal mining, a washery, coal mining washery. And they built this elephant to go in there with an elevator in the head and get a fantastic overview of the city. And we as well have some nice castles, as you see on that picture. So just to give a short impression of what is Hamm about. So what where are we? That's the background. You see the Federal Republic of Germany. And on the right side, where is the right? Ah, you can see North Rhine-Westphalia, our federal state. That's located in the west. And as you can see, right in the center, there's the city of Hamm and our project area. There. Okay, it's about 615 hectares. It's the floodplain and the river itself. The river Lippe comes from the east to the west and is about a length of 220 kilometers. So what is our background? Where from is our, where do we develop our aims? And as you see on the map or the figure here, the profile of the natural structured river and its floodplain. The natural structures of riverbanks and meadows contains flood channels, swamps in lower regions within the meadow or natural banks. Obvious is already that the annual flood water has an huge impact on widespread parts of the floodplain. There's no pointer. Is there any pointer? Which is okay. I'd use a mouse. Okay. As you see, there's an HW1. That's the annual flood event, and it reaches nearly the whole area of that floodplain. In the 20th century, until the late 80s or early 90s, the continuously reinforcements of banks all along the river was not only the only one engineering measure, but the one with the highest impact. The so-called riprap, the stones, as you see on this picture, was built intensively and with lovely high attention to detail, as shown on this picture. Sometimes they do it by hand. Or did it? The lower figure shows a profile of the today's floodplain. So if there's a kind of huge changing. Because of the intense modifications of the river, it is typical that the riverbed deepened itself, as you can see. Typical is also the heightening of the bank walls, on the other hand. Okay. Furthermore, the floodplain have been drained with the help of drainage system with ditches to make a more intensive agricultural usage possible. Because of these aspects, natural flooding in the floodplain is not taking place anymore, and the connection between river and floodplain is missing. As you see, the annual flood event, HW1, is fully uploaded or brought back into the river itself and not in the floodplain. One of the most extensive consequences of the measures is the modified hydrology. Because of its function as one of the central biotical factor in the ecological system floodplain, the resulting changes are effectively in nearly every habitat. Furthermore, it became a drawdown. The absence of intact floodplain biotopes is attended by only reduced frequency of overflows and by the dwell time of floodwaters in the floodplain. Due to the fact that the groundwater level is corresponding to the surface level of River Lippe, the first one depressed, as you see in comparison with these both pictures, the groundwater level deepened. Our management strategy is located right there. We removed bank reinforcements to reconnect river and floodplain and closed drainage ditches to provide waterlogging, respectively retention. So with this next slide, I will introduce our habitats targeted. As you can see, the water course of plain levels itself, we are in the lower regions, sandy rivers. Natural eutrophic lakes, very often as a recent lowland hay meadows, hydrophilous tall herb fringe communities, and alluvial forests, but only in an extinct or kind of relictive area. There are some invasive species as well, but that's not our aim and not my theme. Okay, what are our targeted species? Some fishes or some fish, Cotus gobio, crested newt, and a lot of birds, as you can see. I won't explain everything. What's new and not listed in the data behind our protected area, but our protected area of community importance. And that's a kind of highlighting our results. The white stork is back again. Since 60 years ago, we have got the first breeding pair this year. That's not very amazing for Spanish results, but for us it's very, very good. Okay, to optimize the ecological situation of the Lippe and its floodplain, several aims were developed. Nevertheless, you have to keep in mind that the LIFE project cannot restore everything that has been modified in the past. We have to deal with restrictions. It is very difficult to rebuild the modified deepening of the riverbed, for instance. Anyhow, it is still possible to improve the ecological state of preservation on the floodplain and to establish a higher naturalness. The aims include the creation of new habitats such as water bodies, grassland, or alluvial forests so that extinct plant and animal species can be protected. Based on the principle of partial floodplain, I will explain later, we have confined 5 different sections in the first project and 4 different sections in another ongoing project. In these sections, we are fulfilling the measures. With this project, we are also trying to release the power of the Lippe so that relocating processes can take place and natural sand bank structures develop, for example, when bank material is removed and located in a different place as a sandbank. On top of that, it is aimed for the conservation of the cultural landscape, which is used in an ecological and natural friendly way. We want to integrate public into the project, my second part of presentation. Therefore, public relations and the direction of the visitors play a central role. This will be shown in the presentation, okay, part 2. So what is the principle of partial floodplains? Well, first, an overview of our project area. You can see the first project starts in 2010 and ends, 2010 and ends, the first project starts 2005 and ends 2010, and the ongoing project goes right after that. And you see nearly the whole area is gets an impact of this project. Each green-colored or kind of green-colored area is part of our measures, and the whole catchment, the whole area is the project area. The project is fulfilled in community consisting of 5 project partners on the right side, next to the environmental office of City of Hamm, which is responsible for the project management. The Lippeverband and Water Board is involved in the project as a very important partner. The Lippeverband takes care for the maintenance of the Lippe. Therefore, it supports the project by taking over the technical project leadership, and it works on planning the tender and realization of measures. The district of Warendorf and Soest are neighbor counties and participated as well, and scientific monitoring and consulting is taken over by an NGO. It's called ABU, from the district of Soest, the neighbor district. In the phases of our funding, it was not very popular or common to get funded in monitoring in that phase. So we have highlighted of monitorings, but we did in some cases. I will give you some examples later. All in all, the project is funds of 11.5 million euros. In the main, the aids are used for external assistance and land acquisition, as shown. The IU contribution is about 50%, and the contribution of the federal state, North Rhine-Westphalia, is about 40%. So our project partners take, all in all, 10% of the contribution. For the project, 3 new jobs have been established in the city of Hamm and the Lippeverband. Furthermore, several works are being done by the responsible organizations that are not being charged on the project, for example, me in my person. So, examples of our measures. Removal of bank reinforcements done by the dredges, long arm dredges, as you can see. And the digged material is being left in the Lippe due to the fact that the Lippe deepened itself, that won't cause any problems. So we digged all the material into the river. The removing of bank reinforcements to open the embankments, as well as the building of flood channels, supports the flooding. You can see the example of flood channels, and these channels are only flooded when the Lippe reach a certain water level. Not always, but with certain levels, these channels are flooded. And as you can see on the right bottom picture, this is the situation before, and the great picture shows it afterwards. And you can imagine that these flood channels, new built flood channels, can reach the whole area. That's an example of a partial floodplain. So there won't be a connection between this area and the area outside. So the impact on certain third persons is very low. The This is an example of preservation and reconstruction of backwaters. There are before and after pictures. This is before and this, this is before and this is after. And you can see this light gray part. That was an old oxbow which was damaged by straightening the river course. And now we rebuild it with this new backwater. As you can see on this picture, the dimensions of the new built Lippe meander. On the bottom right, you see as well the situation before. And to get in mind, or just a little information before, on that point, the depth of the river Lippe is about 6 meters. And the normal overall concept depth is about 1 or 1.5 meters. We built this new section on the basis of that overall concept with water depths up to only 1.5 meter and a river width up to 40 meters. One can see the enrichment of heterogeneous structures with erosion banks on the one hand and sand depositions on the other hand. That's all done by river itself. These all accumulations of sandy material. Very high dimension, dynamic. So some of our outcomes and for instance, some fish data. I don't know if there are some people in here interested in fish. We did electric fishing to monitor effects of unleashing banks of these unleashed sections. In the first example, we compare these unleashed or near natural sectors and leashed sectors. So here are the data behind. This is based on monitoring done in 2006 and 2008 in the early beginning of the LIFE project. We sorted these fish species to current gills. I don't know if you're familiar to that. They are the real fields which are adapted to a high current and a high flow. And these are indifferent or eurytop species which go to backwaters or still waters. The bars on the left side of each species presents data from 2006, and on the right-hand side, you can see 2008 data. Near natural sites are light gray, and respectively light blue when they are unleashed at all. Monitoring sectors with ergo not unleashed banks are always dark or gray colored. And as it's obviously shown that especially the rear field taxa are strongly connected to near natural sectors. These species are endangered fish species, which mostly benefit from these measures. As you can see, the first line, there's a huge impact on these species which prefer these rear field sectors. Yeah, very special is the nose in English, in German Nase, Condostoma nasus. Okay, this gets true according to the elongation in this case, and there we compare now the three parts, leashed sections, unleashed sections, and these elongated parts. So now we compare these elongated sections additionally, and as you can see again, the rear field taxa are detectable in highest abundances in between the near natural sections. This is a summary of it. It might be significant, but I don't tested it actually. Okay, to the birds, just to give two examples for Riparia, St. Martin, and another one will follow, Kingfisher. For these two species, favorable brood terms are created now, above all, by the removal of the bank reinforcements. They were filled up with stony materials before, and now they're full of sandy materials, and they could start breeding. It is noticeable that St. Martin burrows were to be found increasingly in ambits of steep faces. Well, we built the steep faces. Since the beginning of the first live actions, the number of breeding pairs are continuously rising, as you can see impressively at this slide. So that was the first part, and I just have to start the next. I think I could do it. Okay. starting, will be there?
Yes.
Okay. So as an essential idea of the project is the participation on a face-to-face basis with affected groups even prior to the submission of the application. By this way, all the main affected groups in the region and the representatives of public concerns, NGOs and government organizations, as well as the concerned persons like farmers, land owners, and so on, are supportive to the project. The support is one of the main conditions that the planned measures could have been, and in some cases will, relatively wholly, effectively, punctual, and moreover, socially acceptable. For the successful establishment of nature conservation-oriented projects, the public relations are an important aspect. From the beginning of the project onwards, we have integrated the citizens into the project by offering them plenty of informations, presentations, and excursions in the project area. To reduce impact of recreation, a guidance of visitor was fit within a set of measures, as you can see some examples. One of the 9 sections, in summary, has been opened for the public who are looking for revitalization, have the possibility to experience the elements of floodplain in new invested footpaths, cycle tracks, or bridle paths. Among the rest, an approximate 7-meter high hill was piled up, that building on the bottom. And with a perspective chamber, as you can see this wooden perspective chamber on it, you can observate birds. And this room serves at the same time as a point of information. Additionally, we have built 2 40-meter high towers with observation platforms in a height of 10 meters at this example. One of the most attractive new constructed elements is a log paved path. Usually all excursions in the field go across this path, bypassing these 2 ponds. And if there's a huge or a normal flood event, this one will be flooded. New hiking paths have been developed with the scope of a school contest. The new path names were given. And in this context, we have already installed a ferry, actually. It has a transport capacity, as you see on this picture, for 6 people. And the permission set 6 people, and often 15 or 20 people use it because it's so big that it won't, is not possible you can use it by hand, and you can go with your bicycle or dog or whatever you like, but not with cars or motorcycles or something like that. Continuously, excursions are taking place at the land and on water, and actually we did a kind of event by the 250th excursion in the last 8 years will take place in the next weeks. Some public interests about that. So one highlight of the public publicity certainly has been the Lippe floodplain festivals. We repeated this event 2 times a project. Next year will be the 4th one. The main theme of this event, which was organized for the wide general public, was the historical and topical use in the Lippe meadow. There have been a colorful program for young and old people, regional and market stalls with culinary offers, and excursions in the Lippe floodplain, and a child program, action program, etc. Presentations and posters gave background information about the LIFE project, Natura 2000 and Lippe. An open-air concert completed the event. Many local groups from the domain of nature conservation, of agriculture, hunting, home culture, fishing, and others take part. This supports the acceptance for LIFE project. And there were more than 3,000 visitors each time, and the description in the press was very positive, as you can imagine. A new building block in life was a program we started especially for youth and children with a theme I tried to translate with Tolkien's Lord of the Rings, A Holiday in the Shire, Ferien im Auenland. We occurred some events on different subjects with summer holidays. And as you see, they built not the metal parts, but these wooden parts of these stork breeding platforms. And we installed it on cutting trees, popular cutted trees. Since the project beginning, the Auenpost floodplain post appeared to different subjects. This sheet of information reports, for example, about the forthcoming building measures or well-chosen animal species. It is provided in the field, for example, with its mailboxes. You can take it out. So everywhere we like to build some, we build these boxes to give information. As well, we did an internet, that's normally clear. And an aspect especially to be emphasized and from today's view determining step to successful conversion of the project is arrangement between the city of Hamm and the Land Trade Association, an occupational federation of the farmers. I don't know if there is any example in Spain or in Catalan. This arrangement regulates the contact with each other and has contributed to the acceptance of the project. It includes an obligation to order a concernment certificate to serve the social acceptable project conversion. Additionally, as a hydrological accompaniment and details to protect tenants against losing their contracts in cases of land purchase were included. So how to deal with farmers, what will be with the farmers. Yeah. The agricultural contribution is an analysis whether and how farmers and even tenants are affected by the foreseen project measures. For every company, the topical economic factors are indicated and the concernment is determined by, for example, surface loss. Besides, it was constituted in the arrangement that the project hydrogeological is combined. The intention of the companion's version of the groundwater level is the documentation that conditions beyond the measures, so on surfaces third, does not change. At every red dot on this map, we observed groundwater levels. Where's the mouse? Okay. There are some red dots. I don't know if you see them. Groundwater modeling followed to predict changes inside and outside of the floodplain. So the protection of the tenants plays a significant role in the project, while by normal property deals under circumstances, the tenant stays behind after the sales of the property without substitute. All areas are offered by property deals within the project to the original operators to lease again. As shown, we fix many details of managing in the agricultural usage of land. For example, in this case, this part A with an extensive usage and the part B with a half extensive use. There's a lot of more details in that contracts. Some complicated but a German specific administrative measure is the so-called land consolidation. It is arranged by the Department of Rural Development associated with the district government of Arnsberg. The landowners get the chance to obtain a piece of land of equal value to their own. The value is determined by a neutral survey. This is elementary for land conservation. There must be a private benefit behind. Further duties of the Department of Rural Development or this district government is conducting negotiations, coordinating and mediating between private and our public interests, searching and finding suitable alternative land near the people concerned, preparing a detailed plan, a so-called land conservation plan, consolidation plan. And this is based on a historical relationship because it's a very old instrument and that is accepted by the landowners, especially by the farmers. So we don't do it on our own, we have this district work. So conclusions, what is and what was important to fulfill the project? It was first very important to involve the relevant people very early. as their stakeholders, landowners, owners, tenants, fishers, etc. Another important objective is the contractual arrangement. In this context, the protection of the tenants, because the tenants are multiplicative people. If they are contacted or impacted negative, they will transport this message. These are key factors for our project. For this, we didn't have been sticked in the sludge like this cow. As you can see, the project has become well known even beyond the borders of Hamm. In 2010, it received in Brussels an award called Best of the Best, which is granted by the EU, and we've been in Brussels to get this prize and saw these nice, sorry, pissing men. Very famous, but just 20 centimeters high. What is it about? As you can see, there's another prize we won in 2013, a second award. It was so-called Official Project of the UN Decade Biodiversity. Okay, and with this last slide, I will end, and gracias, merci, again. It was the government who did this work for us. Where's the slide? Ah, okay. And there are three possibilities. The first is land exchange. We buy a land outside our project area and we exchange it. No, they buy it, but we pay for it. And we give the money to the district government and they buy that land outside. So there's a kind of exchanging. Or we directly pay and they won't get any land for compensation. And the third is we give them money to use that land. They will be the owner of the land behind, as they were before, but we make a contract and we get all possibilities and we are allowed to do all measures we like to. Yeah. And they won't get 100% of the price, but they will get about 80 or 90% of the land. Examples, it's very important for hunters because in Germany it's regulated as this that you get a permission or a special law if there are 75 hectares of land on your own. So you have a special right on your own to regulate hunting. And if you lose land of that, you will go under these 75 hectares, so you won't lose your permission. And for it is important for them to hold these 75 hectares or more, and they won't sell us the land, but they will get this money for our usage.
That's why the maximum bar
works? Yeah. Okay. That's why the biggest part of your budget was for acquisition of land,
yes.
Isn't it?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
And the square meter.
I didn't understand why so many money. Yeah. It's just in buying land, yeah. Because you have to do this exchange. Yeah?
We have to buy in each project. We have to buy 100 hectares, and 1 hectare is about 2.50 or 3 euros per square meter.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, thanks a lot.